This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball.
Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over, and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.
BJ and Jamie.
Man, the weekend goes by fast. Oh, geez. Welcome to the BJ and Jamie Morning Show, live from the KALC studios in Denver, Colorado, Alice 105.9. The Odyssey app is free. Podcast, take a city where you go. You know how it works. Good morning, Jamie.
Hi.
The weekend goes fast.
It does go fast, but it was such a nice weekend. It was great.
It was. It was beautiful.
Oh, my God. It was amazing.
And I noticed you got all your junk out of your front door area.
I did. And not only that, did you see the flowers I planted?
I did.
I know.
Oh, man.
I know.
They look tremendous.
They do, don't they?
They're real?
No.
She goes through this every year. She tricks everyone.
I know. I know. Everybody thinks they're real. Because this is the time of year you can't plant flowers at all. So they're from Amazon and they're plastic.
I saw them and I thought, man. She must have some really good weather in her house. They got some nice flowers out there.
I can't stand it when those pots are just dirt. I can't stand it. It looks so hideous. And so I bought these. They're green at the bottom and then they kind of go black at the top. They're what is that word called? Ombre. And they're cool. And I bought a bunch of them from Amazon. And everybody thinks they're real.
You got street appeal.
Yeah, I know.
That's what they call it in a neighborhood like yours. Street appeal.
I sure do.
Yeah, there's a lot of neighborhoods in town. They don't use that term.
Yeah, I was noticing yours has a lot of cars on the street when you showed me that picture of your...
Did you notice that?
Yeah.
I didn't realize that was in the picture. Yeah, it looks like a party's going on all the time at my house.
That's why I want to keep HOAs. So things like that don't happen in our house.
I did get the blow-ups out of the yard.
I know. I saw that house of grass under there.
It's going to come back. Yeah. It's going to come back. I threw some fertilizer down there for the rain that's coming here tonight. You know? Hopefully I don't burn it up. But here's the deal, though. I've just caused another problem, though, because when I took up the blow-ups, I had all these blow-ups, had five in the front yard, and they've been there since, before Thanksgiving. And I finally got them out of the yard, but they're in the back of my pickup.
Why?
I stuck them in there because I didn't put them in the, their bins and things like that had. I was letting them dry. So my vehicle downstairs has five blow-ups.
Aren't you afraid they're going to blow out?
No, I got the cover on it now.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. So you can't tell they're in there, but they're in there.
They should dry out in there.
You want one? I'll sell you one.
With the cover on it and laying on top of each other, they'll dry right out.
Yeah. Rain coming.
Yep. Yeah. That's a good call.
Yeah, I don't know when I'll get to that. Yeah. Anyway, it was a beautiful weekend.
It was.
We do have a storm on the way. Big storm on the
way. Do we?
Well, I don't know.
I mean, we should have him on, John, the Mountain Wave weather guy on. We should have him on, Spadell, because he's all over the place, too. He said one model said that we're not getting anything.
Yeah.
Yeah, he said it goes too far east.
Yeah, they were kind of wishy-washy on TV this morning. It's like, could happen, could not happen. For an example, somebody asked about Parker, and she said anywhere from 5 to 8 inches or just rain.
Yeah, that's what he said, too. He said where I live, I can either get nothing because it go too far east or a foot. Like, that's quite the forecast.
Yeah, that's a little wishy-washy, isn't it?
Yeah, right?
It's a little over the top.
Yeah, I don't know.
All right, we'll find out. Yeah. We'll try to get the Mountain Wave weather guy on, John, a little bit later on. I asked Bedell earlier. He didn't think John would be available, but he's being very negative this morning.
Why wouldn't he be available?
I don't know. And he questioned me when I asked,
Jamie. Are you kidding, though?
No, I'm not kidding.
You just said he won't be available?
I just said that normally when I hit him up, he needs like a day in advance to come on. Because I'll hit him up in the morning, and then he just won't respond until like 11 o'clock, and then he'll come on the next day.
Okay. Was Fadil very negative when I asked him?
He acted like it probably wasn't going to happen. He was just letting you know it probably won't happen.
Fadil has a lot going on.
It doesn't have anything to do with me.
Just try.
I already did.
Not just Facebook, but call. Do everything you can to track him down, okay?
Yeah.
Really important. I mean, we don't know. We could be buried in snow by tomorrow morning.
We could save lives.
And then I found it interesting that it started originally at 5 a.m. this morning. That was the first, thing. It was going to start at 5 a.m. Then they moved it to 2 p.m. Then they moved it to 5 p.m. tomorrow. This is tomorrow. I mean, today. And then now it's at 8 p.m.
Get him on.
They keep moving
it. We gotta have him. Come on, buddy.
Isn't that funny, though? They keep moving it.
I saw like midnight.
Yeah. Oh, you saw midnight?
Yeah, midnight.
Oh, dear God.
I saw Thursday.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ Jamie Morning Show. Monday feels like spring already, doesn't it? Because it's March. Woo, man, we're going to start talking about St. Patrick's Day, too, this morning and all this week and next week.
Yep.
Because we are in the parade again. We'll be doing the signs. Bead me. We have the beads. Our boss ordered the beads. I don't know. We haven't seen them yet, so I don't know what to expect on the beads.
Yeah, me either.
Well, we were told they were leftover Mardi Gras beads, so I don't know if we have greed.
I have no comment.
Well, we're running tight around here when it comes to budgets.
I think so.
I don't know, but I think we are.
We redid the whole studio, and we have a 100-foot television on each side of us.
Look, if you want a string of purple beads or orange beads, then we have them for you, man. Come St. Patrick's Day.
Isn't St. Patrick's Day green, purple, and gold?
Yeah, but I'm saying we have Mardi Gras beads.
Oh, what did I say?
You said St. Patrick's Day.
No, Mardi Gras is green, purple, and gold.
Is it?
Yeah.
I've never been to Mardi Gras, so I don't know.
Well, those are the colors.
Yeah. I just assumed orange might be in there somewhere. I don't know. All right, the snowstorm is coming, they say.
Is it? I'm going to say that every time to you.
I don't know. I do know the time change is coming up this weekend.
Is it?
Yeah, it's a spring.
I didn't know that either.
Spring port.
What do you mean, is it?
I didn't know. No, I didn't know.
Oh, you're serious.
Yeah, I didn't know. Yeah.
Okay. I thought you were just going to use is it all morning.
No, I really didn't. I really didn't. But we have to spring forward. That means we lose an hour, right?
Yeah. Ugh. It sucks.
Yeah, it does
suck. I think we take Monday off to regroup.
Well, we
because
should.
Because guys like me, remember, I'm a sick man.
Yeah,
Jamie, you're on medication, too.
Yeah, so I could die.
A show like this needs to take an extra day to get used to that hour.
Right.
They say heart attacks happen on that day.
Heart attacks, car accidents, all that stuff.
Yeah, we don't want that,
do
you?
We got to do it for our own safety. You know what you just did, though?
What?
Sunday, next Sunday, when I think I'm going to be like, oh, my God, we should have taken tomorrow.
Yeah. Already put it in our brains.
Yeah, exactly.
I planted the seed on you. So you're going to be like, BJ was on to something.
Exactly. Oh my
God. We feel that way every time the time changes. It's like, why didn't we take? We feel that way the day after the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
We always feel like we should have taken that day off.
I almost wasn't here today.
Why?
You're not going to believe this. This is the weirdest thing ever.
What?
Okay, so I decided to get rid of all my clothes, right? because
everything.
Well, just things I don't wear because I have too many clothes. Oh. You've seen it. I have like what 20 Rolly racks.
I'm sure you do. Yeah.
Well, you saw that one picture.
Yeah, I've seen that. I didn't know it was still there, but yeah.
Yeah. So I have like 20 Rolly racks of just clothes and clothes and
with
clothes
tags
and,
on them.
Yeah, with tags.
You look at the picture. Most of them have the tags still on them.
And
never
then
been worn.
Downstairs in the basement, I have another 15 Rolly racks.
Oh, okay.
So I'm like, this is just crazy.
Can I ask a question?
Sure.
Where'd you get those Rolly racks?
Amazon.
Oh.
Why?
Well, I just thought maybe TJ Maxx or something.
I stole
them. Slid
him.
A few out the door like a shopping cart.
I rolled
cart.
Them out.
Yeah.
No.
Well, it's just suspicious.
Yeah,
that's all
no,
I'm saying.
No, yeah. You get them on Amazon.
You don't see a lot of people with Rolly racks in their house.
Yeah, you do.
No, you don't. Not in my neighborhood.
Oh, well.
Not in my neighborhood.
Actually, what's funny is, I mean, Paris Hilton's house, right, is like just... Way too stocked full of crap. And if you look on her balcony of her winding staircases, she has 4 Rolly racks up on the balcony part. I was like, put those away.
Yeah.
They're in her like entry. You can look up and you can see them.
And then she's got, it overflows to the actual staircase and everything like that.
Yeah, it's crazy. Yeah,
you know, I think it's a Hollywood thing that you picked up when you were out in California.
What does happen is your stylist, she rolls in a rack,
mm-hmm.
and then she pulls for you everything, and so they just literally come to your work or wherever you are, and they'll bring a whole rack with clothes.
We don't see racks in Littleton, Colorado, unless you go to Kohl's.
Yeah.
You know, that's a store, Jamie, they sell stuff that's like Mark Anthony's collection and things like that.
Maybe it makes me feel like I still have a stylist.
I'm just saying, I don't think a lot of people have it. Now, I might be wrong in Texanado. You can tell me that I'm wrong, but I think it's something you picked up in Los Angeles.
Maybe so. It's just so convenient to have everything hanging.
Now, what are
you not one thing except for underwear and bras and socks are folded.
Uh-huh.
No, all my jeans hang, everything hangs.
I like that you're that put together. You got the Rolly racks. Now,
anyway,
what are you going to do with the clothes?
Okay, so here's what happened. Why I almost wasn't here.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
That's
the topic.
So, I mean, you guys, the pile is up to my ceiling of donations, right? I mean, it is tons of clothes. So, I grab trash bags, and I start putting them in the trash bags, right? And, you know, I kind of, like, rub my eyes or whatever and itch my butt. No, I didn't do that. But anyway, so now I've done 8 trash bags full so far. I'm not even halfway done.
Wow.
And my eyes start to swell and start to, like, shut. And I'm like, oh, my God, what is happening? And so I run over to the sink and I'm just putting, like, cold water on it and everything. And then I put ice in that thing and I sit there and I wait and wait. I think what it's from is those stupid trash bags had scent in them. I hate those scented bags.
Oh, yeah, like the lavender, yeah.
Well, I don't even know if they have like a name of the scent, but I think they're just, you know.
Yeah, I think they're just scented.
Yeah, but
I don't think
they smell
like
trash,
yeah,
right?
You can't pick out like pineapple at the store.
Yeah, they're just whatever odor control.
It's something like that.
And so I think from putting them in there, and that scent got all over my hand, and I rubbed my eyes, and they swelled shut.
Oh. I think you're right. No, I think you're right because I bought a box of those once.
Yeah.
Same thing. I didn't have like what you're saying in my head, but it was like, I don't like these.
Oh, I hate how they smell.
They got a residue on them.
They stink.
Yes, when you pull them out, you can see a residue fly off of them.
I know. So when you smell a homeless guy that smells like that, he has my clothes on.
I'd rather smell my trash.
I know, me too, honestly.
Now you're going to give these away?
Yeah.
Is there anything in there that maybe I could wear? I mean... Should I go through? I mean, this stuff
something
is
something I should know.
Well, it's not like me. I can't wear a good blouse, you know, to work or something.
I almost started sending pictures to my girlfriends of stuff with tags on it, but then I was like, that's so much work. Like, you know, does anybody want this? And I was like, I'm not going to.
And then they're going to fight over it.
Or they're gonna be like, what size is it? Yeah. You know?
I got an idea.
What?
Let's give them away on the air. No. We'll call out the size and only call if you're a size X, okay? Whatever size we call out, a blouse for the 9th caller. You see what I'm saying? Maybe we give away some of Jamie's wardrobe on the air.
Why?
I think it's a good idea.
All right, so I have 2 questions. Number one is, why is it so hard for me to donate stuff with tags on it? Is it because I just know it was lost money? Is that what it is? It's just like lost money, right?
Probably, yeah.
Jamie, listen.
Kevin O'Leary, he said, you know, just think about all the wasted money you spent on shoes and clothes. He goes, if you put that in a high quality mutual fund, most of you would be millionaires. And I was like, Thanks, Kevin O'Leary.
Jamie, listen to me. We're on to something here, okay?
Yeah, I'm not.
I want you to bring in three articles of clothing, okay?
I'm not gonna
do that. And they got to have tags on them. That way, you've never worn them, anything like that. And we'll give them away. We'll call out like a size 12 pants. Okay? If you can wear a size 12, be the ninth call. I don't know sizes. What size is a size?
That was my fat era.
That's, no, 12 small, isn't it?
No.
Okay, no. I don't know women's clothing. Okay. All right, size?
8.
11.
8.
8?
8.
Okay. Say we,
I'm a
we
7,
say,
8.
Okay. And then we can do a blouse like an XL or something like that. We could call that on the air. Ninth caller. Only if you want and can wear these.
You know what the saddest part was?
I'm on to something.
Yeah, okay, whatever. You know what the saddest part was?
What?
I finally gave up on the 4s.
You did?
Yeah, I donated all my size four jeans. I gave up.
Oh, your vision board pants?
Come on. I did. I was like, I better go ahead. And, I mean, because I've been hanging on to the size 4s for a long time, hoping and praying. And it's just, I don't think it's going to happen. Because that was before baby. You know?
Yeah.
Your hips get bigger.
Yeah.
Body changes.
I don't blame you. I'd give up on it, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a good move.
A 4 was stupid.
All right, let's give away 4s tomorrow.
I all say you skinny bitches.
Oh, we give away 4s tomorrow. Coming up next, tabloid trash, Oscars last night. Did you watch?
I did not.
Yeah, I watched a little bit. It's boring.
I couldn't see.
Oscars, it's coming up next in tabloid trash.
Hollywood news and gossip. Without the Hollywood news and gossip.
Jamie's tabloid trash on Alice 105.9.
Well, I did not see them, but the Oscars were last night, and I know my girlfriends saw it because they were all texting each other like crazy women. Somebody cried too much. I forgot who it was. Somebody, was it Zendaya? No, she didn't win, right? Zendaya didn't win anything? Is that true or false? Does anybody know?
I don't know.
No.
I only saw about 20 minutes of it, and it was boring, really boring. So,
here's what some of them are saying. I haven't seen any of these movies, not one. Somebody else said, me either. I saw Conclave. I thought it was great. Zoe Saldana's speech, she's bonker in tears.
Yeah, I saw her.
Okay.
Yeah, I saw her.
I guess she cried too much.
I guess. She did cry. I will say that. She was very passionate, too.
Gotcha. And then about 10 minutes later, it says, she's still crying.
Yeah.
But she won a bunch of awards, I guess. All right. So, and then Morgan Freeman, he paid tribute to Gene Hackman. Here it is, number one.
This week, our community lost a giant. And I lost a dear friend, Gene Hackman. I had the pleasure of working alongside Gene on two films, Unforgiven and Under Suspicion. And like everyone who's ever shared a scene with him, I learned he was a generous performer and a man whose gifts elevated everyone's work. He received 2 Oscars, but more importantly, he won the hearts of film lovers all over the world. Gene always said, I don't think about legacy. I just hope people remember me as someone who tried to do good work. So I think I speak for us all when I say, Gene, you'll be remembered for that and for so much more. Rest in peace, my friend.
Is there a better narrator than Morgan Freeman?
No, absolutely not.
He's unbelievable.
I know. I felt like I really felt it.
I know. You know? I know. Can we all be as lucky as Gene being, having Morgan Freeman do your life story for you?
Wow. By the way, we found out that Gene Hackman and his wife, they were dead for 9 days.
Is that how long?
Yeah.
That's what they're saying.
9 days?
Yeah, because that's the last moment on his pacemaker.
Oh.
His last tick on his pacemaker.
They know what your last tick is?
Yeah.
Get the hell out of here. Yeah. I didn't know that. Wait a minute.
Okay.
They can go in, they can pull out a pacemaker, and they know the last tick.
Well, they don't call it a tick.
They call it a major event?
The final event.
Oh, okay, the final event.
The final event recorded on Hackman's pacemaker occurred on February 17th.
Final event, that means a tick.
Last tick.
I'm with you, Jamie. That's a tick.
Yeah, so anyway.
Wow.
I know.
That's pretty crazy.
It is kind of crazy.
We should all have a ticker.
I know. It's like, that's great for crime.
Yeah.
Yeah, right?
That's like having your own black box.
Yeah. Yes, it is. It is. Anyway, yeah, so they were dead for 9 days. They still don't know why. They did test their bodies for carbon monoxide, and neither body tested positive. So they've ruled that out. So I don't know what happened.
Could it be?
I have no idea.
I still think it might be somewhere in the category of the Romeo and Juliet, where he died and then she killed herself.
I don't know. OD'd. I have no idea what happened. Conan O'Brien does a funny joke, number two.
Well, we're halfway through the show, which means it's time for Kendrick Lamar to come out and call Drake a pedophile. Don't worry, I'm lawyered up. Anyway.
Isn't that funny?
Right. Thank you, Conan.
And then Conan O'Brien mocks Adam Sandler. I guess Adam Sandler wore a blue hoodie and some basketball shorts. Here it is.
For such a prestigious night, it's important that everyone is properly dressed, okay? You're dressed well, Adam.
Conan! What's up, my brother? What's going on, man?
Adam, what are you wearing?
What are you doing right now?
I'm asking you what you're wearing.
Nobody even thought about what I was wearing till you brought it up!
You're dressed like a guy playing video poker at 2 a.m., Adam.
And you know what, Conan? I like the way I look, you know, because I'm a good person. I don't care about what I wear or what I don't wear. Did my snazzy gym shorts and fluffy sweatshirt offend you so much that you had to mock me in front of my peers?
Okay, I'm sorry. Adam, I apologize.
I'm going.
This just doesn't play well. I think you have to see it.
Well, not only that, it's so fake.
You think?
Oh, yeah. I mean, just so fake.
No, you're kidding.
Those two, and trying to get a laugh from it, it's just dumb.
Yeah, I think I had to see it to understand it. Anyway, Anora, I guess this movie, Anora, I've never seen Anora. Have you seen Anora?
Never heard of it.
I've never heard of it either.
Yeah, didn't even know it was a thing.
I never heard of it.
Didn't hear of it. Don't know it. Don't know it.
Who's in it?
Anybody?
I don't know.
Number six.
And the Oscar goes to... Are they playing us all?
No. Well, maybe. Anora.
That one. I didn't see it. I don't know what it's about.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you guys so much. Thank you to the Academy.
You know, I was watching this thing last night, and I was thinking, you know, of all the movies and stuff they started naming and some of the actors or whatever, I swear, you could list the Netflix shows over the past year and the movies over the past year, and more of the population would know the Netflix shows than they would the movies.
Oh, true.
Unbelievable. That's how far Hollywood has gotten off the script.
Yeah.
With America.
Yep, that is true.
Nobody goes to these movies anymore. Yeah, they're not blockbusters.
There's a stat, 48% of Americans haven't seen any of the top nominations at the Oscars last night.
48%?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right, BJ. It's because of streaming.
Yeah, yep, streaming kills it.
And then I guess Adrian Brody is being slammed. He won Best Actor, the Best Actor Oscar, and he was walking up, and he threw his gum to his wife. Georgina Chapman. So he was walking up the stairs or something. I guess he's like, oh, God, I got gum. And he didn't want to do his speech with gum. So he threw it at her and she caught it. And everybody was very upset about this. Yeah, very upset. It says Adrian Brody throwing his gum at Georgina Chapman while on the stairs to accept his award. I honestly am more shocked at this than Will Smith slapping Chris Rock. Somebody else said, arrest Adrian Brody for hurling his gum at his wife at the Oscars. Adrian Brody could have used his long speech to apologize to his partner for throwing gum at her.
I guess it's beneath, you know, what a relationship should be.
Well, I think they were just like, swallow it or something. Why are you throwing your yucky gum at your wife?
Well,
you know, that's what they're saying. By the way, Georgina chick that he's married to, she used to be married to Harvey Weinstein.
Yeah, I know.
And they have two kids.
Yeah. Ooh. She's seen more disgusting stuff than gum.
Yes, she has. That is a great point.
So, so I'd back off just a bit.
My God.
Actually, an upgrade for her.
Man, what was she thinking?
Yeah. I know.
She's a beautiful woman. I mean, that is obviously for money.
Yeah. Yeah. And then if you're him, you married her.
Yeah, I know.
She's been with Harvey.
You don't want to think about that. All right, I'm done. There you go. Tablet trash.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.